Okay, so maybe you can tell that now I will go through the 10 negative action. After that, today's topic, after finishing the 10 negative action, then I will talk about the how to purify the all of the negative sins. So generally, the good thing or good part of the negative sin is something like that, that we can purify the negative sins. That's a good part of the negative sin. But again, you should not misunderstand that. You should not feel that, you can do the negative karma. Anyway, you can just purify it. Because of that, you should not commit of the negative sin, okay? Even it might be purified, but it will be much better if you don't commit the negative sin. Okay, then the 7 negative karma, as I told, they are the 4 negative karma of the speech. Now I finished talking about the lie, harsh word, decisive word. Now the 7 is the idle gossip. Idle gossip is something like that, the unnecessarily talking the negative points of the other without any reasons. Yeah, whenever you start the talking, most of people they will talk about something negative points of the other unnecessarily. This is the you have to reduce it. Otherwise you will get habit of the talking of the so much of the negative points of the others without any reasons, without any necessary. So you can see that whenever you just look at your time, whenever you have free time to talk, what topic you will choose. Most of the topic we will choose the talking the negative points of the other. Sure, or the criticizing the other. That's the topic most of the time. That is what we call the idle gossip. So that's why, what happened is that sometimes when we talk, most of the time that we will talk to so many unnecessary things, some unnecessary points. With the talking of so many unnecessary things, then we will generate a lot of the negative thoughts. So that's why the idle gossip. So once you have the talk, once you have the point, that you have to talk. Once you have some necessary things, you have to talk. So generally in the talkings, you should not bring some of the criticizing the others, unnecessarily criticizing the others. Yeah, that's fine. When you talk about the criticizing the others, what will happen originally when the other persons, when they hear about your gossip or your talk, it will hurt them really a lot. So that's why what is happening is that's why most important point. The most important thing is what we have to do is to be careful. Especially we have to be careful of what we talk. So that's why it told the idle gossip. That's why the idle gossip is one type of the negative action. So this is 7. Okay, this is 7 points. So most of the time when we have the free time. So as I told you a few times, when we have the free time, what we'll think? We will think the unnecessary things. Negative points of data. When we're free to talk, most of the time we will talk about the critic sides of the critics or the negative points of the other. We rarely talk about the positive points of the others. So this is the one very important point. So this is a very important point what we have to always have to think very properly. That's a very important point. It is also very important. In the some cases, really, we have to sometimes criticize the other's point. In the some cases, where there is some necessary to criticize the other's point, then we have to criticize. But unnecessarily, we are criticizing the too much, over. That's not the right thing. So that's called the idle gossip. So that's why especially when you are gathering the family, discussion is important. Talking is a very important discussion. Whether what you discuss with the generally, whether sometimes when you are free, discuss the positive points of the other, especially when you talk in the family. Especially from family, when you look at your family members, try to see that they are really positive points. So when you discuss and talk about the positive points of your family members, then it will be all the family and your friends all will get more and more closer. So what I see in this 21st century, most of in the family and the friends circle, especially in the family, very talking is very less. Because each of the family members just look more to the TV and the computer, takes more time to the TV and the computer. So they are having very less time with the talking each other, the sharing the time together. So that is the what most are happening to this 21st century. So that's why in the Buddha's rule, Buddha have told the new monks have to spend at least 10 years with the master. New monks and nuns, they have to spend at least 10 years with the master. Because Buddha wants to share the more times, their students more time with the master. Because they will get the more closer. So their idea, the masters, they will receive the more better ideas of the master. So that's why Buddha told that every new monks and the new nuns have to spend at least 10 years, spend the 10 years with their master. So sometimes the gathering or the family gathering and the family discussions and the talking is also the important one point. But when you're talking the point, you have to be very careful the what type of topic what you choose. So it will much better if you choose the positive points. When you talk about the positive points or the others, when you appreciate the some qualities of your family member, you're telling them that you want to appreciate their qualities, yeah. So that's why sometimes I think I told you before, when you feel the difficulty is dealing with some of your family members or some of the threat, first you have to think the positive points of your friends or the family. Then you tell them what you appreciate, that the positive qualities of your family. Like that way, you can bring the more closeness into your family. Once you have the more closeness in the family, more peace and more harmony in the family. Once you have the more peace and harmony in the family, then the more happiness in the family. That's a very important point. Okay, so that's a point. So when you are having the too much of the idle gossip, when you are having the too much of the criticizing the others, later on, once you become the habit of the criticizing the other, what will you do? Then you will criticize your close friend. Then you will start to criticize your family members. Then when you're criticizing the close friends and criticizing the family members unnecessarily, then it will make your friends a little bit apart and makes you a little bit gap, create the gap between the friend and yourself. Okay, so one occasion, I think in the North India, one Tibetan gentleman came to meet me. I have no idea who is that person. Suddenly, one of my students told me one man wants to meet me. So he just came to meet me. Then he talks really quite, he started talking. So I was just listening. While in the topic, he was criticizing all the people around him, criticizing the office members from the office chief and the office, all his colleagues where he works, he's criticized a lot. Maybe 20 or 30 minutes while he's meeting, all of the time he just spent of the criticizing the others. I was just nodding my head and I was just smiling and listening all his talk. So then he left. After he's left in my place, then my student told me that maybe when he go out, maybe some other place, maybe he will start to criticize the Yu Rinpoche. My student. So person sometimes when they talk too much of the negative on the other, they will get used to it. But generally, sometimes you have to talk with some of the negative points of the others. Sometimes you have to talk. Especially when I have to talk with the deal with my students, I have to tell the negative points of the other. But with that times, I will tell them all that they are positive point and a negative point both. I used to tell them that you are good to such in the positive point on this point, but in the you have that kind of negative point. You have to abandon that type of negative points. Okay. Now this is idle gossip. So that's why you have to reduce the idle gossip. This is the negative action. So now the third is what? Third is, I think then, what is, okay, now where are we? Now I think that there is now the three negative action or the three negative actions of the mental, three negative action, okay? Now the mental action, okay? Now the mental action, the what we can see is the mental action, there is now the three mental negative action. The first is malicious intention to hurt others, when things too much of the thinking, the hurting other, that is the eighth, okay, eighth negative action. So yes. Whenever we started to think strongly to the harm the others, that's also the negative karma, okay, to harm other. So yeah, this is negative action, whenever we think the strongly think for the harming others. So this is the mental negative action, okay. So, because it is just like that, when we started to think of the hurting the others, harming the others, when we start to think like that, then again we will get used to the thinking of like this of the intention. When you get used to the this of the intention, later on then we will start the action of the harming other. So sometimes the thing is a very simple, but sometimes we don't understand it. So once we not understand it, so that's why we create the problems. So sometimes we are not understand the very little things. With the very lack of the knowledge, sometimes we spoil our life. We spoil the family sometimes. Lack of the knowledge, lack of the understanding. So that's why these all intention like about hurting the others or like that way. First we will not generate the very straightly for the hurting the human. We will start with the thinking, the harming the animals. Then we will start to harming the cow or buffalo. Then we will start the intention or of the harming for the human later on. Then we will generate like that. So you know the fishing game. So I feel very strange. The fishing game is some people enjoy for the hurting the animals. Like they consider it's a game now, the fishing game. It's become now the game. One time for the entertainment, killing the fish. So this is a very, very semi-barbaric way. If you look at the ancient Roman time, they used to have the game of killing the slaves. They will put the older slave and try, let them to fight each other and kill each other. It became the one type of the entertainment. But when we look at it very carefully, it's a little bit of barbaric action. So this is something like this. So we can see that some of the like this action when we're killing the animals or the killing the fish, like a fishing, it become the night now, it become like a game in the some point. So it's if you look at it very carefully, it's like a little Smith type of the barbaric action. Okay, now we will go in the next topic. Okay, now so that's why now then they are that now the eight or the ninth is I mean when you have something the attachment toward the others object or the other's possession. It's a ninth mental, negative karma. Attachment toward the other's object or other's attachment toward the other's possession. So attachment towards the others, the objects, that is the ninth negative action. That is the one of the main reasons to make the people to steal. So yeah. Now the 10th negative action is holding the wrong view, okay, hold wrong view. Holding the wrong view is when you believe there is no, the three jewels, or that there is no karma in the effect, cause and effect. When you think like that, we call them wrong view. So 10th negative action is a wrong view, holding the wrong views. So once you are holding the wrong view, so much of the wrong view, then you will fall into other more and more negative actions. So that's why what we are saying is that when you have to overcome all the negative action, so that's why first of thing is that you should not hold any wrong views. Yeah. Generally there are so many different the wrong views. There are the two main wrong views. Thinking there's a cause and a karma is not existed. Thinking there is no three jewels. Generally whatever you think, that's your own wish. Whatever you believe, that's your own wish. But the most important thing is you have to try to find it out that whatever you believe, whether it suits you, whether it helps you, that's you have to think very carefully. So that's why now there is these negative actions. Now what you are committing or these negative actions, you have to try to reduce the negative action. These all the 10 negative actions, okay? When you refrain from these 10 negative action, then you will have the mocha, and then you will born in the human realm or the better realms. So among these 10 negative action, the physical and the speech negative action is a boost. So that's why among the speech and the physical negative action, the three physical negative action is the worst. So yeah, that's why you try to reduce as much as you can. Reducing the 100% might be difficult. At least you try to 50%, 60%. generally, I don't feel these are difficult at all. But in case if you feel difficult, maybe at least you can try 50% or 60%, okay? So these are negative actions. So what you have to do is that when you can overcome the this 10 negative action, when you reduce this negative action, then you will get the more good karma, positive karma, to born as a human rebirth. So because this is something like that, when you look at all the negative action, it is just like the force. When you kill the animal, it's like the one of the force. So every force, it will carry the sum of the reaction. Every force is some one type of the action, so it will carry the reaction. So I think I told you the last time that from the science it says that each action has the same reaction. When you have the negative action, it will have the negative reaction. This is a very scientific thing. So as I told you last time, there are the many people, some beliefs on the negative action will have a negative reaction. There are many people's beliefs that the negative action do not bring any negative reaction. The two types of believing. One thing is very clear that whatever you believe, it does not mean that it is true. Whatever you believe, it does not mean that it is true. Every of the negative actions will bring the negative result. Is maybe it is some people believes on that, some people won't believe on that. So person who don't believe on this field, person who believe on this field, but it does not make that whatever they believe is true. We cannot say that whatever we believe is true. So that's why it's much better to be the very cautious. It is a 50-50 whether it is doing the negative action, it will bring the negative result. If you get how many percentage, if you ask these two people, maybe it will become the 50-50. So once it's a 50-50, what you have to do? You have to be very careful. That's much better. If you look at the smoking, it will much better to not to take a smoke. Because usually it says the smoke will make the lung cancer. It can hurt the lung. It will bring the lung cancer while the smoking. It says like that. But is there 100% sure? There's no 100% sure. Is there any 100% sure that the one who smoke it will bring the lung cancer? Is there 100% sure? No. There are a lot of the smoker who survive without any lung cancer. But it's a 50-50, but it will. So that's why we advised not to take the smoke. But there is no 100% sure that whoever takes the smoke, they will have the lung cancer. There is no 100% sure. It's a 50-50. But still, we advise to not to take the smoke. Because we can see that there are a lot of the smokers who are still surviving without any lung cancer. So that's why negative action will bring the negative results. So it's a 50-50. It is much better to be the cautious. It's better to not to do the negative action. So it's a 50-50, whether we bring the negative result or not, it's a 50-50. They are the two types of beliefs. So it will much better to not bring the negative action. In case if it brings a negative result, then we will be in a big trouble if we committed the negative action. If we don't commit the negative action, in case it brings the negative result, we don't have to worry. In case negative result don't bring the negative result, fine. So that's why it's a 50-50. So we have to be the very cautious. It will be better. Like a smoking, the 50-50. While smoking, it will bring the lung disease. It's a 50-50. So still, we advise you not to take the smoke. So it is case the same. Okay. So now we will talk about how to purify all the negative actions, so negative karma, okay? So now, as I told you before, don't think that committing the negative action is not a big issue. Don't think that, okay? Because you feel that committing negative action is not a big issue because we can purify it. Don't think that way. Because it's just like that. When you broke the cup, you can fix it back, but it won't be the same as before. Okay, so now, so that's why the purifying the negative action, we have to go through the purification or the Vajrasattva purification. It's the best. Okay, now the what you have to do is the Vajrasattva purification is a very simple. That the what you have to do is the now what you have to do is the while the Vajrasattva purification, first what you have to do that you have to visualize the Vajrasattva Buddha. I think you are having the photo of the Vajrasattva Buddha, no? But it's all fine. Once you can just purify the negative action from the, I mean, the, not only the Vajrasattva, merit field, you can do that from the merit field. Visualize the merit field first. I'm just talking about now the how to purify the all of the negative karma. So, okay? Yeah, the four steps you have to follow. Maybe it's easier if you can just visualize the merit field. First step, okay? First step. So merit field, and what you have to do is so you have to visualize the merit field. Then you have to think that the may your and the all of the sentient beings negative karma should be purified. Then what you have to do is that then you have what you have to do is to just visualize or the, then you have to start to chant a mantra. Start to chant a mantra. Om Vajra Sattu Hum. Okay. Okay. That maybe I will give the oral transmission later. Okay. Then they chant that mantra 3 times or 5 times. Then the, after the chanting the mantra, what you have to visualize that then from the merit field or the Vajrasattva Buddha, they are coming the white nectar, okay, like a white waters coming from the Vajrasattva Buddha, which dissolve from the your crown and the, which fill up the, your whole body, okay. So, after that, what you have to do, after that, what you have to do is that, that after that, visualizing that, after that, what you have to do is that, after that, you have to visualize that all your negative karma actions have came out from the, your feet with color of the black water, okay, which comes out from the, your feet. Okay, comes out of the, your feet, and this all the black waters, it's just the, all your negative actions and the negative karmas in the form of the black waters, just came out or pass out from your feet. Then you have to visualize that yourself have transformed into the very clear body, like a crystal clear body. Then you have to think once again that you have to feel that you will never commit any negative action. You will control to committing the negative action as you can. You will try. You have to promise or you have to think that way. You will try your best to reduce to committing the negative action in the future. Clear, isn't it? This is a purification, it's a clear. You got all you got the clear how to purify the negative actions. Okay, now I will make you as a step by step, okay? That will be much easier. First step, visualize the merit field and think that you are going to purify the you and the whole of the sentient beings negative action. With that intention, pray for the merit field. First step. Okay, that first step, okay? Now the second step, what you have to do, second step, okay? Second step, then you chant the mantra, okay? Om Vajra Sattu Hum, Om Vajra Sattu Hum, Om Vajra Sattu Hum, okay, 3 times or 5 times, okay?
Yep.
Second step. Then the third step, what you have to do, the third step, then you have to think that the white nectar, white waters coming from the merit field or Vajrasattva Buddha, merit field, and which dissolve in from your body from the other crown chakra, all that water, the fill up the whole other body with the white water, white nectar. Then the, what you have to visualize, and the, after the that white water comes from the, your crown chakra, then you have to visualize the, your all the negative actions and the negative karmas all in the form of the black water which pass out from the, your body through your feet. Then the first step, what you have to visualize that, that then you have to think or promise yourself that you will try your best to not to commit the negative action, not to try or will you promise yourself to reduce, you will try your best to reduce the committing the negative action. Okay, then the fifth maybe you can say any prayer script, you can say the prayers like may all the sentient beings live happily without any committing the negative action. Okay. May the, all the sentient beings live the happily without committing any negative action. Okay, so that's what you have to do is all this, and what you have to do is that while you are thinking all this way, what I told you, five steps, this is the way of how you purify the negative actions, okay? Generally, the one thing you can see is that the one thing is very clear that when you purify the negative action, when you are started to reduce the negative action, then you will gain the few signs. There will be the few signs. Well, you will know that now your negative karma is reduced. So when your negative karma is reduced, maybe you will have the few signs or the indications that you will know that you are now the negative karma has started to reduce. There will be the few dream signs that you will know that your negative karma has reduced. Okay, so number one, the first dream sign is something like the dream sign that's when you will have the some very dream-like having the vomitings, lots of the vomiting. This is one of the dream signs that you are producing negative karma, vomiting, and the flying in the sky. Flying in the sky, vomiting, the flying in the sky. Then also you are having the some of the taking the shower with the white water and the like that, the shower, taking the shower. Okay. So these are the few indications that you will know that your negative karma is now started to reduced. So that's why as I told you that they are mainly the three indications: the vomiting, having the dream of the vomiting, flying, and the flying dreams. Also, when you have some of the dreaming, when you take the showers, these three are mainly the indications of your negative karma have reduced. But in this case, in the some people it will get all this indication very fast. Some people might take the times. Every people when they started doing the purification, it won't be the same that they will achieve the indication of the same time. They won't get the same time. Some people it will take quite a long time to get this indication. But some people they will get this indication very fast. It doesn't mean that who have not achieved this indication, it doesn't mean that they have not purified the negative sense. It doesn't mean that. But I think depending on their body and the energy level, so some people feel very difficult to gain this, achieve this indication. I never had this whole life. I never dreamed like this all my life. I never had this indication. I never had all this indication whole life. Yeah, so yeah, some of my students really they achieved this indication quite fast. Not only that, this indication, some of my students really, what I see is that they have just seized all the rays with their own eyes. Yeah, rays and this nectar is from their own eyes when they meditate. But that this indication, whether you got or not, that's not very important, okay? Most important thing is that what you have to try to the better human, try to change yourself. That's the most important thing, okay? In case if you are using the harsh word 10 times a day, at least you have to control the using the harsh word maybe 50%, then really it's a great success. In case if you are using the 10 times a harsh word daily, then if you can reduce the 50% or the 10%, 20%, then it's a great success. So this is the most important thing, okay? Okay, so once you get the, so this is the, okay, this is the subs. So whether you achieve that indication, whether you have that special dream or not, that's not a big thing, okay? Once you have it, I will say congratulations. Once you not have it, also I will say congratulations not having it. So, okay. Now, what will you do? So now, maybe I will give you the oral transmission of the Vajrasattva mantra, okay? So, generally, whenever you receive the oral transmission and when you chant the mantra, when you chant the mantra, you will gain the more merits. Without receiving the oral transmission, when you chant the mantra, you will gain the less merits. So today, so when you have to purify the negative karma, you can chant that only the short mantra, okay? That Om Banzar Sato Hum, that's only. Okay, now then you have to follow that a simple way. I told the 5 steps, no? Purifying the negative. Once you are not very clear, then I will tell you one thing. Visit the deepcard.com and listen in again. Yeah, so that's why, okay, so yeah, generally I think it might be the easy, the 5 steps. So easy, so what you have to do is that when you can just do it, not in the every, if you are free to do it every, when you are free, then you can do it whenever you feel the free. Especially when you travel from the one place to the other in the Vietnam, I think it takes a quite long time. So you can do the all these practices while in the traveling. Especially when you have in the Ho Chi Minh City from one place to other place, when you take the times, quite a long time, so at that time you can do the practices. Especially don't do the practices while you are driving, okay? Don't do the practice. Okay, so well, you can do the practice when you're traveling from one place to another place. I think you will get quite a lot of time. So when most of time when I have to do my daily prayers, I will do the time of the traveling from the one place to one place. Sometimes I have to traveling. At that time, I will do the most of the prayers. So, but the one thing is a very strange thing, my experience, when we travel in the from the city and the, when we're traveling for the outside of the city, I think that the inside of the city, there the distraction is more. So sometimes I could not do the daily prayer properly when traveling the inside of the city. When you see a lot of the people crossing the road and like that way. So just okay. When sometimes when I travel, I used to chant the Om mantra. Sometimes I can chant the mantra and do the practice much better when I was traveling. Yeah. So do that. Okay. So this is so that's why. So you got everything clear, isn't it? Okay. So most important thing is at this point. The most important thing is what you have to do is the first look back the 10 negative action. Try to reduce as you can. So once your morning, just when you wake up, you have to think that today, just for the one day, I will not commit all the negative action. I will not use the harsh words. Just for the today, one day, you have to think the morning. Whenever you wake up, anything, you will have a very good day. You will have a good day. You will not commit the negative action. You will think that way when you wake up. When you wake up, you have the promise for the just for the one day, okay? Then tomorrow again, when it comes the next day, you have the promise just for the thing for the only the one day. When you think that you will never do in the whole life, it will be very difficult to follow. Every morning, just think for the one day. So morning when you wake up, you have to think that today just for the one day, I will not get angry. Today for the one day, I will live happily. Today for the one day, I will live peacefully. Just you think that way when you wake up in the morning. Just how do you say that just for the today? When you wake up, just you have to think that today I will not generate anger. Today I will live happily. Today I will live peacefully. Just think that every day. So when you think for the just for the one day, it will be easier for you to follow. Okay, fine. So today we will stop here, okay? Okay, thank you.